morning. Y'all doing good? Awesome. Well, happy Easter. He is risen. Amen. Listen, 18 years ago, met Jesus in my first Easter, knowing Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My pappy said, "He is risen," and I didn't know what to say to that. I didn't know how to respond, and I just looked at him and I said, "Yep." But today is a day that we've prayed for, we've believed for. We actually had a series entitled "He Is," and we spoke about who Jesus is. We wanted your relationship with Him to become real, not just something that was taught to you, but something you've experienced. And today's the culmination of that series. He is risen. And I just want to pray, but before I do that, I just want to welcome you. If I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet, I'm Nick Stepanovic. I'm the campus pastor here at Bridge City Church, the White Oak campus. And I say it every week, I'll continue to say it. There's no place I'd rather be than right here with you all, worshiping God and praising His name. And thank you all for being here. I'm excited for what God's going to do. But I just want to pray before we get started. Father God, I thank you so much for the opportunity that we have today to celebrate who you are and the power of the resurrection. And Lord, I pray that we would all understand why the resurrection is so important, that we would all understand why the resurrection was needed. And Lord, I pray that each and every one of us would walk out of this place knowing and understanding the freedom and the power that the resurrection provides. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. So, big question. Why? It's a question we've asked most of our lives in different circumstances, different areas, different times of life. Why? And the question today is, why the resurrection? Why did we need the resurrection? Why wasn't the cross enough? Why wasn't the crucifixion enough? Well, obviously we needed the cross because we had a sin problem. There was a separation between us and God. Sin. But we needed the resurrection because we have a life problem. We need life. We need to walk in freedom. Without the resurrection, there's no life. That's why we needed the resurrection. Not only are we going to talk about what happened, but we're going to talk about why it happened and why it's affecting us 2,000 plus years later. Why we're still talking about it. Why we're still celebrating. It's my prayer that your Easter is different this year. Maybe your perspective has changed. That something, no matter if this is your 40th Easter as a Christian, or maybe even your first, or you don't even know yet, but that something speaks to you and changes your Easters forever. Every year, never fails. Something speaks to me. 18 plus years. Here we go. This year, I'm going to save it for later. A little cliffhanger there. Keep you locked in. How many of you ever watched a movie before? Some of you never have. Never watched a movie. Never seen one. Have no idea what I'm talking about. You all have that favorite movie. That favorite movie that when it comes on, you watch it. You can quote it. You can fill in the lines. Somebody says something, you can relate it to that movie. You all have it. You all have one within your family that everybody watches or everybody loves. I'm not going to tell you mine because you'll judge me or you'll say, well, that's not a good movie. Oh, come on, this one's better. You could ask me later. I'll tell you my top five. It is a solid top five. Solid. But we all have that movie. It draws us in, and no matter what, we continue to watch it. And every time we watch it, we maybe even pick up on something different. And that's our prayer today for Easter. You've all heard the story of Easter before. Whether you know Jesus or not, you know it. And I wanted to hit you a little bit differently today. I want you to pick up something different. I've watched Elf 1,000 times. Thanks to my wife. We watch it every Christmas when we decorate after Thanksgiving, it comes on. Elf is just constantly playing. But I still, every time I walk into the room, I pick up something different. That's my prayer for you today with Easter. Let's go beyond the facts and review why. You've all watched a movie. Was this story based upon true events? It's inspired by true events. You've all watched those movies, right? Listen, this kind of happened. We're going to stretch the truth. No, this story that we're reading today is truth. Not based on it, not inspired by it. It is. Because he is. Let's pick up in Luke, verse 1 of chapter 1. Many people have set out to write accounts about the events that have been fulfilled among us. They used the eyewitness reports circulating among us from the early disciples. Oh, setting the tone for the movie here. Verse 3, having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write an accurate account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you taught. Now listen, this is written according to Luke, the good news, the gospel. Luke's a physician. He's writing a historical account. He's accredited with writing Luke and also the book of Acts. Now, what's the point of the book here? The point is to give us an understanding, an eyewitness report, comprehensive investigation, an accurate account, so that we can be certain of what we believe. Good movie. I'm ready. Took Lennon to see his first movie in a movie theater ever this past week. I got to see a movie through the perspective of a five-year-old. I haven't been to a movie theater in 10 plus years. Ever since my wife stopped managing one and I didn't get to go whenever I wanted and get whatever I wanted, I stopped going. But watching Lennon watch this movie, Super Mario Brothers, by the way, was unbelievable. To see his perspective, to see the way he learned to eat popcorn differently. It wasn't one kernel at a time like it usually is. It was... But may this be how we hear the story that Luke gives an account for. May we look in awe. May this Easter not be the same. You ready for the main feature? Yeah. Yes. The previews are over. Lights went down. Music goes up. You ready? Yeah? Yeah. You got to help me, though. Yeah. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Come on, help me out a little bit. Well, it takes practice. It takes practice. All right, here we go. Luke 24. But very early. Everybody say, very early. Very early. Listen, thank you to our worship team, our A team, everybody that's here. They've been here since the wee hours of the morning. Some of them probably 6:30. I had a meeting that started at 6:45 in the back alley on FaceTime, Zoom. But listen, guys, thank you for everything you do. Thank you for the gifts that you are to the kingdom. Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb. Movie just started. Taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in. But they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. Now, I got questions, but I'm watching a movie. Usually when I watch a movie with my wife, she's like, hey, what's going on? Who's that person? We can't watch suspenseful movies. She starts praying for people. I'm like, babe, listen, Denzel's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. He got $25 million for this movie. He's good. He is good. But I have they were probably so confused. Why'd they take the spices? They took the spices because the Lord didn't have a proper burial, and they just wanted him to have a proper burial. They wanted to prepare the body. They wanted to make sure that he had a proper burial. So who are these women? Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, Joanna, several other women, the church ladies. You know the church ladies, the ones that they're rolling, they're going. You know church ladies. Their heart for the kingdom is second to none. Hey, we're going to the tomb. You coming? Yeah. Whose sandals we taking? They're rolling. Here it is. This is what hit me this Easter. We all know the stone was rolled away. We know that. But my perspective was changed. It hit me different this Easter. 18 years. The stone wasn't rolled away so that Jesus could get out. The stone was rolled away so that we could see in. So that we could go in, that we could know that he wasn't there. He could have easily gotten out of there and said, hey guys, not in there. But no. God did that. So big. It's a big part of the movie. Verse 4, as they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. Big guys, I would assume. Dazzling robes. Could you imagine? You're already puzzled. You're already confused. Like, where's Jesus? We lost Jesus. Where is he? Who took him? Or where did he go? And dazzling robes appear. The women were terrified. They bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? You know, so many people make statements that Christianity degrades women. Puts women down. Nothing could be farther from the truth. God chose these women and some church ladies to be the first to know that the resurrection took place. An angel speaking to women first to let them know, hey, God is who he says he is, and he does what he says he's going to do. Before we move on in Luke 24, I want to focus on the question that the angel asked. Why are you looking among the dead for someone that is alive? So many people in our lives, some of us, some of you, are looking for life in things that provide death. We're looking for something living in dead things. We're looking for life in alcohol or drugs or the internet. Fill in the blank there. We're looking for life in relationships that we shouldn't be in. We're looking for life in things that provide death. Only Jesus brings life. And he continues to every day. And we get to walk in it every day. You know why? Because he is risen. That's your cue. Yep. Let's keep going. Luke 24, 6 through 7. He isn't here, said the angel. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day. Church, he's risen. This is a showstopper. This is mic drop time. Roll the credits. That's it. We can stop there. Jesus told them in Luke 18 that this was going to happen. So what does this tell us? This is clear evidence. Lock in. Everybody lock in. This is big stuff right here. This is clear evidence that women have a hearing problem and that they don't always listen to what's being said. Guys, look straight. Just look straight. Don't look around. Look straight. Just maybe Jesus is giving us clarity that men, that we aren't the only ones that don't listen. Come on. A little bit? Yep. Sometimes it's biblical. It all needed to happen. Jesus needed to tell them, and then they needed to see it. Just as we do, we needed to be told about it, but then we needed to experience him. I could teach you about the resurrection. I could tell you about it. The elders can tell you about it. Your connection group leader can tell you about it. Your friends can tell you about it. Your grandma, your aunt, your cousin, your uncle. Everybody can tell you about it. But until you experience it and him, that's it. Let's transition. Why is it still important 2,000 years later? Movie's over, roll the credits, resurrection happened. But now are you ready for the documentary? Oh, how many of you like documentaries more than movies? I love documentaries. No, we don't have documentary people here. First service was packed with documentary people. I love documentaries. One of my most recent and favorite most recent documentary is about Tabasco sauce and how it's made and the family. It's amazing. It takes 2 years almost to make one bottle of Tabasco sauce. Those peppers only grow in two places in the world. Used to be only one on the island that the family owns in Louisiana. There's three ingredients in Tabasco sauce. Three. Salt, pepper, the pepper, and vinegar, and water. That doesn't really count as an ingredient, but that's it. In a magical little bottle. The whole entire stock of Tabasco sauce is stored on an island in Louisiana. If that island goes up, we're lost. No Tabasco sauce, that's it. That's it. Documentaries pull you in more. They start to explain a little bit more about the what and the why. That's what the Apostle Paul did for us in Romans. He's writing to the Roman people, and he's explaining in an orderly fashion and statement the principles of the good news. Not just what happened, but why it happened and what we get to walk in now. Romans 4, 25. He was handed over to die because of our sins. He was raised to life to make us right with God. Oh, this documentary is going to be good. Now we get to hear the benefits of the resurrection. It's all about the benefit package. He was handed over. He was delivered. He died for our sins, yours and mine and everybody outside of these walls, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, your foes, your enemies, everyone. He was raised to life to make us right with God. We're justified. We're not guilty any longer. That sentence has been lifted, removed. All the evidence that was built upon you is gone. Just as if we never sinned, we're received by faith. It's not a get out of jail free card. Your life is changed and transformed so you walk differently. You begin the sanctification process. Every day you should become more like Jesus. You're received by faith. Church, we're moving forward. But some of us, we get stuck. We settle for the divine removal of our sins instead of walking in the power of the resurrection that gives us divine approval. All of us have a yearning, a desire to be approved, to be looked at and say, I love you. The resurrection gives us that divine approval. You were worth it. Now go and walk in it. He died for our sins to provide the removal of those sins. He rose from the grave so that we could walk in that power, the divine approval of our Lord. A holy swagger when you walk because you know whose you are. There should be a strut about all of us, not prideful. Faithful. Not faking it till you make it, but knowing where you're going. Paul is letting us know why the resurrection gives us peace with God, undeserved privilege, and the power of a friendship. Romans 5, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, since we have been made right with God, in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Church, it's undeserved privilege we walk in. Unearned, undeserved, unmerited favor we get to walk in. The power of Christ. We don't have to wait until heaven. So we can live our best life now in Christ, knowing fully who we are. Once you receive him, you get an all-access pass. How many of you like Kennywood? Anyway, come on, I'm being serious. How many of you like Kennywood? All right, how many of you love Kennywood? Any more of those? Okay. The West Mifflin Disney World. You know, Kennywood, they used to have a general admission ticket. You could only get it if you were old or if you had a handicap of some sort. You paid a really, really low amount to get in. If you wanted to ride something, you had to buy a ticket, and you could ride a ticket. I'm showing my age now, and I'm only 38, and I feel old. But that's not what you really want. You don't want to just go there and sit. You want to experience everything. So you get an all-access pass. You get a ride all day. Some people get a season pass. And when you get that, you do what you want. You could ride whatever you want, as many times as you want, all day long. If you have a season pass, you can go every day, all day, any day. That's it. Church, when we receive Jesus Christ, you get a lifetime pass. All access. You should get a lanyard. Everybody want a lanyard? I'm VIP. Very important, prayerful saint. I didn't think it through, but we can go through that a little better. Church, are you walking in all the benefits? Most of us aren't. Romans 5, 9 through 11. These verses are why when you ask me how I'm doing, I respond better than I deserve. Because the verses that we're about to read in Romans provided the mercy, what we didn't deserve, what I didn't deserve. The verses that I'm about to read were provided by the grace of God, where you receive what you don't deserve. You have privilege now. You have purpose when you take your rightful position as a son or daughter of Christ, redeemed from your past. Your past, you don't forget it. It's not completely removed from your mind, but your past becomes something you can speak about, that you can point to and say, look how great my God is. Look who he is. That's what he pulled me out of. I used to be that way. Nick, you used to only be happy when you were drunk. Yeah, I know, but God. Nick, you were a scared, depressed, broken little boy. Yeah, I know, but God. Nick, you had a horrible perspective on what life was and what you were supposed to be chasing after. Yeah, I know, but God, redeemed from that, removed from that. Now you get to point back to it and say, that's how great my God is. Restored fully. Your life is different. You're restored to how God first intended you to be. Verse 9, Romans 5. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with God. You get to walk in a relationship with him now. Maybe you've never had a day, you've never had a moment, you've never had a place where you know that you've been made right with him. What better day than Easter? Maybe you've never had a day where you're fully walking in the resurrection power of Jesus. What better day than Easter? I want to try to give you a perspective of the gospel that was new to me. I'm a simple man. I'm not stupid, but I like things simple. Put the cookies on the lowest shelf. Here we go. Picture behind me. Now it's beside me. There's a truck and the truck shadow. Big truck, right? Country road, it's probably clipping about 45, 50 miles an hour. Here's the question, church, and all of us need to answer it. Would you rather get hit by that truck or get hit by the shadow. It's a big truck. It would wreck you. Here's the good news. Here's the gospel. Jesus took the truck for you. Jesus took all the pain. He took all the stuff that was coming at you, that was being thrown at you, that was trying to be dumped on you, to hit you, to destroy you, to take you out. He took it. Jesus took it on the cross so that you don't even need to think about standing in front of the truck. He took the beating so that you could stand in the shadow. You need to make a decision. Are you right with Him? Have you received Him? Have you accepted Him as the forgiver of your past and leader of your future? If you haven't, I'm going to ask you to do something really brave. Just slip your hand up and say, Pastor, that's me. I need today to be my day. I need today to be my day. Anyone at all. We want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. We want to equip you and empower you to move forward in your relationship with God, to walk in the resurrection. Anyone at all today? Next step. I will tell you why these cards on your seat are important today. Everybody hold them up. Everybody hold your card up. All right, everybody have your pen? Let's click them. All right, some of your pens, they're all brand new. They're your pens, you don't have to steal them. They're yours. Okay, you don't have to think about like, oh, this is a nice. Okay, you don't need to do that. This is your pen now, okay? Just want to make it clear so you don't leave here with a guilty conscience like, oh, I don't hope they don't see it. It's your pen. Open it up. There's a little plastic tip on there that you need to take off or the pen won't write. It will write now, you see? We're all going to fill these cards out today. I don't care if it's your first time here or your 40th time here. I'm going to update your information. But there's an important question on there too. Because some of people are really nervous to slip their hand up in front of a whole room of strangers. The question's, I want to make Jesus the forgiver of my past and leader of my future. And every person in here is turning in a card in the offering baskets today. We're passing offering baskets today. First time in 3 years, it's happening. But everybody's going to turn one in. You know why we're doing this? One, to update information. Two, because I don't want the person next to you to feel awkward if they check that box. I want to make Jesus the forgiver of my past, leader of my future. And I will tell you, during our first worship experience, 10 people checked that box. And 10 people are going to be prayed with and encouraged and walk through the gospel this week. 10 people. Because 10 people were afraid to raise their hands.